Truck drivers practice social distancing all the time. They drive alone, they often sleep in their cabs. You might think the pandemic-required isolation would be business as usual. But drivers still have to eat, shower, and use the bathroom. John Nort reports on how truckers cope with the shutdown.
Desiree Ann Wood is president of the driver advocacy and support group Real Women in Trucking. Early in the pandemic, many truck stops shut down shower and food services over worries drivers would spread the coronavirus. Wood says truckers erupted on social media. The National Association of Truck Stop Owners worked to educate state and local governments that the federal government designates rest stops and truck plazas as essential businesses important to the national relief effort.
So the showers have reopened, but the food services have been limited. A lot of them were saying they're only going to serve through the drive-through.
You can't get a semi through a drive-through.
Dan Fleming of Leroy drives cross-country for the national firm Estes. Fleming says several restaurants in Wichita, Kansas had drive-through food policies. He said restaurants and truck stops have begun to make adjustments. They asked truckers to call ahead and either let drivers walk up to the drive-through window or have workers bring the food to the truck.
A McDonald's that had their phone number on their marquee, and they said, we love truckers, call us, and we will get your order to you.
Driver destination points are an issue. That's when drivers can go into the shipping office and ask to use the bathroom. Desiree Ann Wood says this was sometimes an issue even before the pandemic. Now Wood says even formally accommodating businesses ask drivers to stay in their truck.
So you're basically trapped in your tractor with no toilet, and then they take forever to load you. So you could be there 5-10 hours and not have a way to go to the bathroom.
Wood says rest stops were open on a hit and miss basis early in the shutdown.
Those are places truck drivers rely on to go and wash up in the morning, park to sleep, make some coffee if they've got a coffee pot in their truck. So people need to be aware that they need access. They can't park everywhere. They can't stop everywhere.
Drivers also worry about catching the virus. Wood says the nationwide shortage of personal protective equipment extends to truckers who have to enter warehouses and businesses to load and unload. If the truckers do catch the virus hundreds or thousands of miles from home and need to quarantine, Wood says there are many problems. Is there enough money to stay in a hotel for 14 days? Who is going to get them food? For those employed by companies, is their support? If they become sick enough to need care, who brings them to medical providers? And where can they park the trailer for 2 weeks?
That's another thing we've been hearing about is drivers that park somewhere and then the tow truck company comes and boots their equipment and tries to shake them down for money. That we just heard about that happening in Charlotte and a couple other locations.
Wood says truck drivers network through various online support groups. Facebook is the platform of preference. She says word spreads quickly about communities that support truckers.
A community brought out a trailer with portable showers, which is awesome. And they were making food for them and giving them little care packages.
Leroy trucker Dan Fleming believes the recent attention to cleanliness should have been standard procedure even before the pandemic.
I think people are learning to be a little bit more cautious and a little bit more clean and sanitized, I guess.
Some truckers believe that when the pandemic has run its course, people might be more empathetic when drivers ask for support. Here's Desiree Ann Wood.
Like getting more truck parking, modernizing the way that they're paid. They have a way to relate to it now. Now they can see what truck drivers do when they walk in the store and they see those empty shelves.
That's what truckers do. They deliver the stuff that goes on the shelf. I'm John Norton.